Thank you so much for being with us. We rejoice in hope. We rejoice here at Mater Dei Radio because, boy, it is wonderful during these twice a year where we do Share-a-thon and we have all of these wonderful guests join us. Sometimes it's actually been about 6 months since they saw them last because we either connect over the phone for our interviews for the morning show or it just is, you know, it's been a while since they've been able to make the trip up. Maybe they're coming from down south in the Salem area or even farther. And so we are so very grateful. Now, this hour, it's not a new guest that is joining us today, but this is the first time since his return from the Eternal City, Rome, of course, that is, that Father Justin Echevarria has been able to join us live. He made the trip from down south in McMinnville. St. James is his current assignment, and we are so excited to welcome him because we need to let these kids get back to school. Apparently, from what we understand, all of the kids down there at St. James, they are all listening in, ready to root for you this hour. Father Justin, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, it's great to be here, and for all the St. James community listening, especially the kids, hey guys, go Rams. I'm great to have you listening with us today, praying for you all. I hope to see you on Monday morning at the drop-off, and Mrs. E, don't make fun of me.
Can you say good? Okay, when we are like rooting for our team and they are getting close to the goal line, we don't stand up and we go, go Rams. No, we need a little bit more. So, Father Justin, can you just like really show us the enthusiasm for those Rams?
Of course. Let's go Rams!
There you go. We are excited for that. All right. So, Father Justin Echevarria is our good friend. We have been following you. You started joining us when you were still, I believe it was your diaconate year. It was your pastoral year that you were serving at Christ the King. Okay, that's right. And apparently you are a lover of cartoon musicals. If I remember correctly, you have a wonderful ability to sing. I'm not referencing anything that perhaps involves peaches or anything like that. I'm just saying that you are wonderful to be able to join us. Those kids love you because you meet them right where they are and you let them know that being a priest, at that time a deacon, boy, that is a true joy for you. Just tell us a little bit about some of your experiences. Now, you studied in Rome, and then you came after your ordination to the priesthood, you went back for your year to earn your licentiate, and now you're using all that you've learned to serve the people at St. James. Just kind of get us up to date on everything that's happened.
Yeah, and for those who are listening and want to know what the Peaches was, basically, the kids at Christ the King wanted me to sing the song Peaches from the Super Mario Brothers movie, and I did. It's on YouTube.
That was always going to end up you having to eat your words if you say I'll never. We are so grateful. Those kids loved that for sure.
Oh, they had a lot of fun with that. But yeah, ever since I got back from Rome about mid-June, and I visited my family first, went to Dallas, Texas to see one half of the family. My parents, my brother, and his fiance, who just became Catholic this past Easter. Emily Wilburn, God bless you.
God bless you.
And they're getting married in a few weeks, so I can't wait to have her as part of my family.
Oh,
be wonderful.
Beautiful.
And then I went to California to see the other half of the family, my brother, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my baby niece, who now can stand up and can kind of walk with help.
Oh.
So I baptized her, and my brother who's getting married is her godfather. So I can't wait to see her as well, my whole family. But yeah, I went to see them, got some vacation time, even got to hang out with Father Peter Julia for a little bit when I was in Portland. Came to the Corpus Christi procession, which actually fell on my first anniversary as a priest, was Corpus Christi.
Really?
That was cool. So the picture of me with like wearing the cassock, the surplice, and the sunglasses. Yeah, that was my first year anniversary as a priest. And and then in July, I started at St. James in McMinnville. But we also serve two other parishes. So there's St. James in McMinnville, as well as Good Shepherd in Sheridan. Hey, guys, if you're listening. And St. Michael's, the Archangel, in Grand Ronde. So it's kind of a new experience of having
that is stretched out.
Three parishes. There's the Father Manuel Campos Garcia is the pastor. I am the parochial vicar. And then we also have two deacons, Deacon Raul Rodriguez and Deacon David Bridwell. If okay. I got your name wrong, I'm so sorry, Deacon David.
Deacon
God bless
David.
You. But basically just been serving this parish. It's a bilingual community, so I get to really work on my Spanish as well. Get to be with the kids at the school, which is pre-K through fifth grade, and just running around. And thank God I have the energy I do have right now. One of the kids at the school loves Sonic the Hedgehog. He knows who he is if he's listening.
Yes.
And on my keychain, I have Sonic on there. So it's just my...
Saint Sonic? It's your lanyard.
Not Saint Sonic, but... But yeah, I got my lanyard because Mrs. C, who I mentioned, she has a Ninja Turtles lanyard, and Anna, who works at the parish office, she has a Dragon Ball Z on hers. So I'm like, you know what? I'm
gonna do Sonic. Yeah. You are the coolest staff I think I have ever heard. That is incredible. So all you kids, you are so fortunate to be able to have Father Justin as your parochial vicar.
I know you've got some thank yous there. I want to set the table for this hour, and then I'm going to ask Father Justin if you'd lead us in prayer as we get started.
Sure.
This is our goal. This is our need. This is the dollars we need to raise for this hour. And by the way, they're matching pledge dollars. $3,000. We can raise $3,000 this hour. We have $3,000 in matching pledge dollars. Every time you call in a gift, your gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar all the way up to that $3,000 mark. If you call in a one-time gift, your gift is immediately matched dollar for dollar. If you call in a monthly gift, we are able to multiply that monthly dollar amount times 12 months and then match that overall gift. So you give $20 a month, you're giving us $20 right now, times 12 months, $240. We get that $240 matching gift all up front. So thank you so much for that. That's our second call. We also got a gift online. So our third gift overall, and I think I've written down 13 circles. We're
all
going
right.
to call it the St. Matthias Hour. We're going to honor St. Matthias this hour with that 13th gift. We don't believe that 13 is unlucky. We attribute that to St. Matthias. And so we glory in the number 13 here. 888-823-5286. With that telephone call coming in, that's three in, looking for 10 more gifts this hour to match dollar for dollar, $3,000, and have a $6,000 hour. So with that said, Father, if you would lead us in prayer, and then, Brenda, I know you've got some thank yous from the last hour.
Okay.
Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for being able to gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ to speak on something very crucial, especially in a dark and broken world. Rejoicing in hope, and that hope is in your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I ask that you bless all of our listeners and pour out an abundance of graces on all of them, as well as the staff here at Modern Day Radio. And we ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Again, looking for 13 individual gifts this hour. We have a $3,000 matching pledge available to us. Every single dollar matched dollar for dollar all the way up to $3,000. Looking for 13 gifts, three in, looking for 10 more at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or online at matredayradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. Brenda, and again, we had a bunch of folks who have given us throughout the morning, and you've got some to thank from last hour.
Absolutely. A big thank you to Corrine. Thank you for your gift. She attends Resurrection Catholic Church in Wilsonville. We appreciate that, and we will include your prayer intentions for your family in our prayers as well. And Rob and Lilia, thank you so much. They attend Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver. Thank you so much for your gift. All right, so $3,000 straight match. Father Justin Echevarria joining us live in studio. Yes, folks, he is not recorded this year. He is joining us. We have been following his diaconate year and then also the time that he has spent in Rome leading up to his ordination. I almost said canonization.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That'll
that comes
have to
later.
Come later on. That'll come later. Now, here's the thing. I know that Father Justin is unabashedly proud of his singing skills.
Oh.
It's out there. It is on YouTube. I am just saying, I am sure if he is willing to entertain the children years ago at Christ the King singing for them at their talent show, then I believe he more than...
entertain the children here.
Would entertain the three children that are also in the studio
yeah,
here
right.
to sing with Frank Sinatra, but we got to get that bell to ring first. So if you want to hear Father Justin sing once again, we've got to get the bell ringing. That means a substantial gift, $1,000 or more, has come in. Now, speaking
Father,
of
Father, around here, we call that being voluntold.
Yeah, oh, right.
Geez. I voluntold everybody.
Ring
all the
bell
time.
And make Father sing. There you go.
This is where I'm going to crack under pressure.
All right. So we're going to go into a break because I don't want to get too far behind because we are going to get a lot of phone calls and a lot of dings coming in throughout this hour. So we are going to go into a break. I'm going to set the stage here, though, because you had all of the attention in the world attending a canonization. Instead, you were present to the election of a new pope, and we're going to look back on that. So go ahead, people listening, use the opportunity of this break. Go ahead and make your pledge online at materdeiradio.com. And you can also just give us a call at 888-823-5286. It is our fall share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. Together, we rejoice in hope. And thank you so much for coming back with us. People knew that they are going to want to listen to Father Justin Echevarria. Thank you for that phone call. They are calling in. They're using the advantage of the break so that way we can come back and talk with Father Justin. You had an incredible opportunity. And that's really what it was, an opportunity and a gift, I think, that mm-hmm. you got to spend while it was away from all of us here at home in the Archdiocese of Portland. What you were able to experience in Rome is just advantage to us because we get to live through you, our faith, what you were learned being there, and then bringing it back here. Now, we would have our discussions, and we would set this up because early morning here would be late in the evening there in Rome. You were staying at North American College, finishing up your studies. We would have these discussions leading up to the canonization. Thank you for that online pledge, and again.
Whoa.
I say rejoice. Thank you very much. You were so excited to be able to, you were able to sign up and you were preparing to serve at the canonization of Blessed Carlo Acutis. Now we know him as Saint Carlo Acutis. And then things changed quite suddenly. Just kind of let's go back for a moment and let's talk about what was going on then.
Yeah, I was so excited because, it's the first millennial saint. He and I were born the same year. He was born May of 91. I was born November of 91. But then when I was on retreat after Easter, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, had passed away. And then all of a sudden, everything in Rome just completely changed. So my parents had come because they were also going to be there for St. Carlo Acutis. But then, while we were not... able to go there together, we were at least able to go to a papal funeral. So I was able to concelebrate with hundreds or thousands of priests to just be outside. It was kind of hot, but it was, being able to say goodbye to Pope Francis and experience the 9-day mourning period. And then, of course, everything then shifted gears again because you just realize when a pope dies, Rome gets really busy.
Mm.
Then the conclave began. And it was incredible to just be able to be, because we're like almost literally next door to the Vatican, the North American College, or the kids at St. James know it as now, the NAC. And I was able to be in the square when the white smoke came out. It was incredible because everyone's just like shouting and cheering. And then you're waiting for an hour after the white smoke just to see, okay, who is it? Who's our new Holy Father? And then on my phone, I was not going to miss that moment when the Cardinal walked out and said in Latin that I announced to you with great joy, Abemus Papam, we have a Pope. And it felt like we were in a soccer stadium. Everyone was just cheering. Oh my gosh, wow. And then as soon as they said the Cardinal's name, Robert Prevost, I was with a bunch of guys from the North American College. So they say Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost. And one of my friends who's from Chicago, or from Illinois, excuse me, he said, wait, he's from Chicago. And then it just hit us.
You knew it before most.
We got a Pope from the United States. Oh my gosh, wow. And then he walked out as Pope Leo the 14th. You could tell he had been crying. He had kind of this quiet gentleness about him. I loved it. And his first words, which touches on our theme of rejoice and hope, was, "The peace of the risen Christ be with you all." Like, that's just, what a great way to just begin his papacy, just to show peace with all of you in the name of the risen Christ, who is the source of our hope. And, I mean, for the guys at the North American College, for days afterwards, it just was a shock of,
I was going to say,
whoa, this happened.
The atmosphere at the NAC must have just,
it was
one,
wild.
Because we've talked about it, there are two absolutes regarding the papacy. One, they are the successor of Peter, and two, they'll never be from the United States of America.
Yep.
And yet, here he came out, and it just blew everybody away.
And it's funny you mention that, because the fourth and fifth graders at St. James, and actually one of the grades, they're now in fifth grade, I believe, at Christ the King, they all are hoping that I will become Pope.
Oh, there you go.
God forbid. God forbid. And I can never use the excuse, but they'll never be a Pope in the States.
Right.
So especially the fourth and fifth graders at St. James, I promise them, knock on wood, Lord, please don't let this happen to me. If in 30 years I walk out at St. Peter's, I did promise them I'll fly them all out to Rome for the best pizza.
Wow. Oh, you better make good on that one.
They'll call me in 30 years. I'll be like, new phone, who dis?
Father Justin's Tots. I think that I've seen that episode.
On
the other sand will definitely make good of that. And you know what was funny, too? Because we were also talking about this particular day with your classmate and your good friend, Father Brent Derschmidt. Mm-hmm. He said he was also there. But you know what? He said he got there just in time as the smoke was coming out. He said people were just like running in circles, and Father Brent was like, "Justin, you got to settle down there. Stop this running around and carrying on." He had to settle you down, I guess.
He's a good friend, a good brother, and he's the one who helps calm me down because I have too much energy.
Wow. And so it was wonderful, again, on the morning blend after the Pope Leo was named. Mm-hmm. You were able to join us and let us know all of those things. What a wonderful experience that you were able to share with us on the morning blend. Now, that is just some of that great information and great stories that we are able to share with you. So we are on our way this hour. Now, here's the thing about this hour. At 11 o'clock is when we go into our midday break. The system is going to automatically take over and get us into that pre-scheduled programming. So we need to get all of these funds in before 11 o'clock. We cannot wait for a moment after. And so here is our current update. We did get a few more phone calls, so this is slightly changed. $595 in, $2,405 to go. So we've got a ways to get there, but we've got the time right now. We cannot wait, though, for the minute. So now would be the time. Rolando, our new executive director, joining us in studio. He's got some thank yous.
Yes, we do. We'd like to thank Emily from Christ the King Parish in Dallas, Texas.
Hey.
Getting married in 3 weeks. She would like to pray for all priests, and it will be Father Justin's soon-to-be sister-in-law.
My soon-to-be sister-in-law.
Thank you so much. Also, Dan and Lynn from St. Pius the 10th Parish in Portland. Thank you so much for your donation. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Now, that begs the obvious question, maybe not. Are you the witness for the wedding?
Oh, absolutely. My brother actually didn't ask me, and so I had to like awkwardly text him like, am I doing your wedding? And he literally said, heck yeah. I don't want some poser doing it. I'm like, oh, well, okay. Just want to make sure.
Now, will this be the first time you've witnessed a wedding? That was going to be my second question.
Not the first time, but this will be the first sibling wedding.
Okay.
So it's great because in my family, we got three brothers. So you got the priest, the groom, and the best man.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's good. I love it. Now, and again, this is the language. Just want to be careful about that. When we have a priest who is present at the wedding, they're witness, not celebrant. So we use a little bit celebrant of the mass, but witness of the marriage. So, yeah.
Yeah, witness of the marriage, because who is the minister or the ministers of the marriage? It's the couple.
Amen.
I love that. Yes. Yeah.
Derek, you're the minister of the sacrament. Just remember that. Emily, you make sure he behaves.
And I just want to make sure we're not talking about Father never having seen a wedding before. You know, never been present.
Of course.
Sacramentally, he's the witness. Yeah, there we go.
888 823-5286. That is the number to call. All right. You know what we're ready to hear now? We're ready to hear some thank yous. And we'd love to be offering those thank yous to the parishioners at St. James. Now is the time to call in. And perhaps maybe you missed your priest hour. You served at also Christ the King. Did you serve at another parish, maybe in your seminary years as well?
Yes. The summers that I was as a seminarian, Sacred Heart in Tillamook was my first assignment. St. Cecilia during the COVID
That's
year.
Right.
The Cathedral.
Oh, wow.
Christ the King for a year. And last summer, or when I say last summer, I mean summer of 2024, my first parish ever as a priest was St. Anne's in Gresham.
Mm.
Oh, beautiful.
But I also got to, you know, visit St. Pius, because even though I never worked there, I grew up literally four blocks from there. And then Holy Trinity was my parish growing up, so I'd go and visit, and got to celebrate masses there too. It was really
wonderful.
Absolutely.
And then when you were in Rome, did you have an assignment where as a deacon or as a priest during that final year that you were serving as well?
Yes. So 1 weekend a month, I would go 3 hours by train to Venice, and then 1 hour by car north to serve the St. Joseph's Parish Community at the United States Air Force Base up in Aviano.
All right, excellent. And you told us there's some people listening from there as well.
Yeah, so if anyone from Aviano is listening, ciao dagli Stati Uniti. Greetings from the United States.
Oh,
gotta love that.
God bless you guys.
This is where we're at. We're asking for 13 gifts originally. We're asking for 13 people to come in and make individual gifts for this particular hour. We're at 10 in.
Okay.
We're at 10 in, so we're making great headway on that. Three additional gifts to get us to that 13 in honor of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A trinity of calls. But what we are missing right now is that bell ringer gift. If someone could step forward and give that $100 a month or more, $1,200 or more as a one-time gift, or $1,000 or more as a one-time gift, that's going to help us make our way up that $2,405 mountain. All of those dollars that we're talking about, $2,405, those are available as matching pledge dollars. So when you call in a gift of, say, $1,200, we get to add $1,200 to that. You call in that monthly gift, we multiply it by 12 months and then double that dollar amount. So you call in that gift of $100, you give $100 now, we get to multiply that by 12 months. We receive that $1,200 matching gift up front. Make a call, give what you can. Again, looking for that trinity of calls to get us to that 13, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, MontreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary media app.
And some thank yous to announce. We'd love to say thank you to Stephanie. Thank you so much. They attend CTK, that's Christ the King in Milwaukee.
Thank you so much.
This made on behalf of the Bragg family.
Thanks,
apparently,
guys.
They are very good friends of yours. Trisha, thank you so much from St. James Catholic Church in McMinnville. She says, Father Justin, go St. James, go Rams.
Thanks, Trisha.
I like it. Thank you so much. And Ephraim, thank you so much for your gift. He attends Good Shepherd Parish, and he is the sacristan there. And Father Justin, you're his parochial vicar. Thank you.
Thanks, Ephraim. You're a rock star.
What a powerful name, Ephraim.
Ephraim.
My goodness.
I love it.
Love that.
888-823-5286.
And there's another online gift. So now that is our 11th gift in, that one in honor of the Father, looking for one in honor of Jesus and then in honor of the Holy Spirit. And that will complete the 13. But we do need someone giving at that bell ringing level.
Got an update in. We have $1,025 in. That leaves us with $1,975 to go.
$1,975 to go. Again, if we got that $1,000 or more as a bell ringing gift, or that $100 or more as a monthly gift, that leaves us a very manageable amount as we head toward the top of the hour.
Yeah, we're going to get Father Justin to be backup to Frank Sinatra if we could get that bell to ring in the next room. What we need, though, is somebody to call in at that pledge. The number again, 888-823-5286, online at MatzerDayRadio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app. Please, at any level, what can you give to Mater Day Radio today? Father Justin Echevarria joining us live in studio. Father Justin, our theme of Fall Share-a-thon, Rejoice in Hope. And every day we have been focusing on another theme, another virtue, and ways that hope is present in our own lives. Today, on this Friday, we go right to the top, hope in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I think about all of the ways that Christ walks with us and offers us this hope through his ultimate sacrifice. Just kind of share with us a little bit about your thoughts on hope and how Jesus Christ is, he's our dealer in hope, I think.
Yeah, especially, we always need hope, right? But especially in this day and age, in a world that's full of brokenness, of hurt, even in a world where, I mean, I don't know if you've seen recently, like on YouTube or, you know, how AI, there's a lot of concerns right now with that. And there's like this fabricated reality, kind of like the Matrix, just this quote unquote reality. It's like, what is actually real anymore? Well, the true reality is Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He is the one who, I preached on this last weekend, but you know, he broke free of the tomb. So that is our hope, that the tomb is empty, that our Lord is alive and he's with us right now here on earth, most present in the Eucharist, and as always in heaven. And we rejoice in that this is not the end, that our brokenness, our sins, that doesn't define who we are. It's our relationship with Jesus, because we are his beloved sons and daughters. Beloved sons and daughters of the Almighty Father. And even one of his instruments, one of my heroes, Pope St. John Paul II, said to the youth, I'm probably going to butcher this quote, but I love when he says, you are not the sum of your sins. You are the sum of the Father's love for you. That's something to be hopeful in, that God is real and he's here and he knows you personally and he loves you eternally.
Amen.
Gotta love that.
Gotta love that. You are the sum of his love.
And we want to report, that was a call in honor of Jesus that we just heard, followed by that call in honor of the Holy Spirit. That completes that 13 individual gifts challenge. Yes. So we have met that part of the goal. The rest of the goal is this, brothers and sisters, $3,000. All of those have a matching pledge dollar associated with them. If we can raise that entire $3,000, we will have that $3,000 in match as well. Now, it's being matched all along the way, but this could be collectively a $6,000 hour. Keep those phone calls coming, those gifts online coming as well, and on the app, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, MatzerDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. Keep those calls coming, and we'll be back to give you an update on the other side of the break.
Thank you so much for being with us. It has been an incredible week, and we have amazing hours ahead of us on this final day of Fall Share-a-thon. We rejoice in hope, and we rejoice in what is to come. And we are thankful for all of our listeners for joining us today. This is the final morning hour of Share-a-thon. That's it. We are going to move into this afternoon break, and then we are coming back with a big evening to close out. So let's be right now in the present. I can't look forward to what we're got to do tonight. All I can focus on right now is this present moment with God. Thank you so much for that call, because that is what we have to do, is right now, between now and the top of the hour, before our system takes over to go to our afternoon programming. Father Justin Echevarria, he made the drive from McMinnville through traffic. Probably, hopefully it wasn't too bad, but it is a Friday, so the likelihood that you're going to hit it on the way home is very good. And so we appreciate very much you taking the time. This is the first time you have been live with Share-a-thon. You participate, mm-hmm. I think, in a couple now through recordings that you and I have kind of set up. So it's kind of exciting being in here, isn't it? Live?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I didn't think I'd be singing.
Well, we want you to sing, but here's what, you're not just going to sing just because we are going to ask you to. There is a part that our listeners have to pay. We need somebody to pledge at that $1,000 or more gift. That bell will then ring in the next room, and then Frank Sinatra and Father Frank Justin Echevarria Sinatra is also going to be singing backup right along with him. So if you want to hear that happening, well, you need to give us a call. 888-823-5286. We have one phone line available, and then Deb will have to pick up a call. Then Sarah's going to smile and pick up a call. She's made a couple of pickups so far this Share-a-thon. It is an exciting time. And we have more excitement to get to our new executive director, Rolando Moreno. His sweater is off now. You've been doing a lot of running now. I recognize that.
Getting warmed up here. It's been a great morning so far. We have a very special thank you here from Bella. Father Justin baptized her. She's from Christ the King, fifth grade at Christ the King. So thank you so much, Bella.
Thank you, Bella.
How fabulous.
Also, Rich and Lily from St. Francis of Assisi in Frisco, Texas.
Rick and Lily, but my parents.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your son and giving him to us and to the church.
And David from Holy Trinity in Beaverton, thank you, Father Justin, for your yes to the priesthood. Thank you so much for your gift.
Thank you. Go Titans.
888-823-5286. Those phone calls are coming in, and I think maybe one more phone call. Sarah might be smiling and taking that pledge as well, and they're coming online. Thank you. Thank you. Whoa. For that as well. Boy,
that was the 18th gift, by the way.
Look at that.
And there's now the 19th gift.
Sarah smile.
There we go.
888-823-5286. That is phenomenal, Father Justin. Those calls are coming in. People are dialing 888-823-5286. More pledges are going online at materdayradio.com. And another one online. Thank you so very much for that. Gosh, that is really exciting. That is an incredible number of pledges coming in.
19 gifts thus far.
19. 888-823-5286. You count it.
20. That was the 20th. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. That when that phone rang, that was the 20th gift of this hour.
All right. Now, we know this is not a competition. We do want all of this to come to Mater Dei Radio. But aside from one of the Monsignors, that very well may be one of the next highest number of calls that we have gotten. And this is what I love, is because we do love to hear that bell ring. But we are getting to the top of this mountain. We are getting so very close. With just individual pledges, smaller amounts, everybody joining together to get us to this goal. $4,000, boy, we would love to celebrate with Father Justin here. And in fact, we will be celebrating past the hour because Father Justin will be saying a mass for us downstairs in our chapel afterwards. And so we are thankful to be able to have this chapel and altar, the Blessed Sacrament, there for all of us here. And in fact, you see the blue tape right here on the ground.
There it is.
Directly below that blue tape, that is where the tabernacle is, directly below us in the chapel. So we are never alone here at Mater Dei Radio.
Quick update as those phones continue to ring. The last update we got, unless we have a new one.
I don't have a new one yet because they are trying to keep up with all the phone calls.
Right, 1,025 in, $1,975 to go, $3,000 of matching pledge dollars available, brothers and sisters. Now, we know that some of them have not been accounted for yet, but we still have matching pledge dollars available. I bet even sufficient to cover that $1,000 gift or better. Would love to hear that bell ring at 888-823. The bell rings and Father sings. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. MaterDeiRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app.
I do now have an update. We have $1,650 in.
Okay.
That leaves us $1,350 remaining. And there they're still adding up back there because all...
Bam! There we go. There's call number 21.
I believe that phone call made Sarah smile.
Nice.
I'm going to go check.
I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna botch it, and then Archbishop Sample will make fun of me. The Archbishop
if you
and
guys, because if y'all keep calling 888-823-5286, I'll take your phone call here in the studio.
There we go.
Right. That is just amazing. That's only happened one other time this Share-a-thon as well. So please go online as well. You'll be able to make those pledges online at materdeiradio.com. Download and use the Hail Mary Media app. Father Justin, do you ever use the Hail Mary Media app?
I do, especially when I was listening overseas, actually, in Rome. It was a great way to stay connected with Mater Dei and with the Archdiocese.
See, that it's just a little taste of home, I think, is just wonderful. And that's, I mean, the app is available. If you've got the availability to have data on your phone, if you're connected to Wi-Fi, you can listen live to Mater Dei Radio around the world. It's quite possible. I don't know if he's busy or not, but we know that Father Peter Giulia is in Rome right now. Hopefully he is listening as well. I don't know, but you can do.
We have
888-823-5286.
Oh, I hear activity.
Oh, what's going on?
I'm cheering in the background.
There's the bell. There's the bell. Oh, my goodness.
There's the bell.
Oh,
I've been praying in Divina over here.
So
I needed
excited.
To hear. I want to hear Father sing.
No.
Here we go. Oh, yes.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam! All right, now wait a minute. That was the warm up. Now here we go. Now that he's got the tune, now that he's got the words, here we go. He's gonna belt them out. He's gonna belt them out just like old Blue Eyes.
And the bell goes ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
Bam! There you go. That's what we were waiting
angel.
On. That's that payoff right there. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286.
So we've got
telephone number to call.
8 minutes to go.
8 minutes. We'd love to get these thank yous in. Perhaps you might know this one, Father Justin. This is a pledge. Thank you very much to Alex. He attends St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church, and his prayer request for the holy matrimony of our brother Derek and his future bride Emily.
Thanks, Alex. Alex is my youngest brother. He's the best man of the wedding.
Maria, thank you so much for your pledge. She attends St. James in McMinnville. We are...
Oh my goodness. Talk about a warm up.
Okay.
More cheering.
Father singing
again.
Here we go. Again?
Yeah, now.
Oh, okay.
Good. And the bell goes ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
Bam! There we go. Listen to that. Another one. One more. Another bell ringer. A third one. This is another one. And now, really give it to us, Father.
And the bell goes ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
Bam! My goodness, that's a three. That's a three bell ringer.
That's
oh my goodness. Wowza. That's fabulous.
Thank you so much for those. Thank you to Nancy. She attends St. James in McMinnville.
Thanks, Nancy.
And Faith, who attends Good Shepherd. We are hearing from them in Sheridan. And she is making her donation for the great Catholic content and spreading of the gospel here at Mater Dei
Guess
Radio.
What? We took advantage of all $3,000 of those matching pledge dollars. A three bell ringing session there, one right after the next. So thank you to everyone for that. Phone lines are still open. We'd love to finish this last part of this morning segment strong, helping us go into that afternoon segment of day number 5 with 6 minutes left. 888-823-5286. Man, we got to just have Father come back every hour to do the Frank Sinatra
thing. They're still totaling up, but basically he just said, we're way over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Now here's the important thing that we want people to know. Please do not stop calling in. Now, while we had this goal, it was a match dollar for dollar. And really, we've taken up some that was left from the morning hours. This is a part of the Share-a-thons. These are moments where we go over. The pledges that we, the goals that we are setting for each individual hour, those are the goals that we need, because at the end, if we meet all of those goals, we will keep the lights on here at Mater Dei Radio. We will keep our signal going across the area that needs to hear us and also online. When we get to this point where we have met that goal, we are now able to grow our ministry under the new leadership of our executive director, soon to be our executive director deacon. His permanent deaconate ordination is coming up soon. Okay, just be overdone here. Thank you, Aaron.
That's 27 individual gifts.
That's phenomenal.
27.
Wow.
So those funds, now that we are bringing in for the remainder of the hour, those are going to help Mater Dei Radio grow.
Wow.
We have great ideas that are coming, a new generation of people that we want to be able to connect with, because the radio is great and our radio signal must be there, but we also must be on these digital platforms, because for many people, and I do this, and I most definitely see my younger children doing this. They're not younger children, they're adults, I know. They get in the car, they plug their phones in. They are listening to podcasts. They are listening to online content. And thank you again. So the pledges like that that are coming in now are going to be able to allow us to bring in new content creators, bringing in new ideas for shows, bringing in and being able to reach an even broader range. So Father Justin, thank you so very much for that. We're going to keep things going. We got 3 minutes in. It's time for a prayer.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Definitely. And thank you to all who have been listening. Thank you to all who have been giving. Using social media as a great platform to evangelize is very much in line with the spirit of St. Carlo Acutis. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this hour to be together, not just here in the studio, but with all of our brothers and sisters in Christ who may be tuning in right now. Again, I ask that you continue to pour out your abundance of graces on them. Fill their hearts with what they need today. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. St. Carlo Acutis, pray for us. And St. Ignatius of Antioch, Bishop and Martyr, pray for us. Amen.
Ooh. Amen.
I don't mean to point out the obvious, but we're at 28 gifts. We're two away from 30 gifts for this hour.
Thank you all so much.
The age of Jesus has begun his public ministry. 30. We could get to 30. I'm just saying, I asked for 13 at the beginning. You talk about asking small and God looking at me going, are you kidding me?
Again, like,
you have any idea what I have in store for you this hour?
Do not limit God. 2 minutes left.
Let's do it. We could get two more gifts, be at 30 for this hour. 888-823-5286.
What are you laughing at?
My phone is blowing
up
because
29.
People are now texting me going, ring a ding ding. Like, no. Especially at St. James. Like, oh, no.
29.
29 gifts.
29 gifts.
I love Frank Sinatra.
Thank you to Debbie. She pledged from St. James
in McMinnville.
Thanks, Debbie.
She says, Father Justin, such a breath of fresh air. Yes, absolutely.
30.
Ruben, my friend from Holy Redeemer in Vancouver, he says, tell Brenda hello and the God kids. Oh, they say hello. My God children. I have two there in this family. Yes, I love you all. Thank you. Leanne from St. Cecilia's in Beaverton. Thank you. Thank you so much. And prayers from our Red Lady. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
She's
for
a gift.
That.
God bless you. Thank you.
One more. And to Kathy, thank you so much. She attends St. Anthony's in Portland. Thank you very much for
that gift.
We appreciate that so much.
You heard
very
that
much.
Online gift came in. That was gift number 30. Gift number 30 has arrived. So we'd love to hear from you as well as we come to the top of this hour. 888-823-5286.
And just a very quick thank you too for all of our guests that made the trek in this morning. Early this morning, we began with Sister Teresa Harrell from the Society of Mary, joined then by Christine Slesher, Father Tony Galati, and Father Justin Echevarria. Now, we are going to go into our midday break. We are going to come back an hour early at 3 o'clock. Talk about an hour of power. We are going to be praying together live the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Please do that at 3 o'clock so that way we can go into those evening hours of Fall Share-a-thon. Father Justin, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, and God bless you to all who are listening.
All right, we come back. Join us at Fall Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio.